The home of the Suns. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Phoenix Suns head coach Igor Kokoschkov joins Doug and Wolf to talk Suns basketball. Presented by National Bank of Arizona, the only bank you need. And brought to you by Coors Light. Now,
Igor Kokoschkov has just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. The head coach of the Phoenix Suns joins us every Tuesday in the 7:50 beautiful part of the program. Igor, I just looked it up. Highs today of 30, that's the high of 30 degrees in Indianapolis. How you doing this morning?
We're doing very well. Thanks for asking. You know, we're here for work. We're not here for vacation, so it doesn't really affect us at all. Ready to go to the gym, and we have a morning practice. We have a shoot around this morning, and then focus on a game tonight. But you know, it's pretty cold. Just not a reason to enjoy more our city and the state of Arizona.
So, Igor, Devin Booker is a go tonight. Bring us up on his latest status. Will his minutes be limited in any way, shape, or form?
Well, he practiced yesterday. He looked good. He feels very well. Me personally, as a coach, and us as a staff, I mean, we don't control their limited minutes. We don't use that in our vocabulary when it comes to the limited minutes. But if it comes from training staff and somebody who obviously those guys, they know better, you know, bodies and a medical part of the situation. So for right now, I don't have information that we're gonna limit his minutes. So I assume he's gonna be available. He's gonna play tonight, and we'll go from there.
Do you think of, I can't prove this, but I'm kind of looking at it as a theory. Do you think when Devin Booker plays, there's a tiny bit of relaxation from the other guys? And I don't mean that in a positive way, that, hey, I know how good D-Book is, so he can kind of carry us. Because I thought when you guys played Denver, man, did the ball move offensively? There was great defensive intensity. It was almost as if the guys are saying, we don't want to get embarrassed without D-Book. And I want them to play with that same desperation with Devin Booker. Do you think they relax a little bit with D-Book out there?
I mean, you know, one player on the court changes dynamic on the court, and obviously Devin Booker is our best player and such a, you know, unique offensive weapon. Obviously, when he's on the court, he demands the ball because he's capable of scoring and he's a willing passer. So things changing on the court, but we shouldn't change the style of basketball that we want to play, play unselfishly, playing connected as a group. So I know Book is willing to make a right play. Obviously, he's capable, score one of the best weapons in the league. But again, playing right way means, you know, whatever game, whatever team allows you to do. If that's a wide open shot to take, and if somebody's available, move the ball. So I don't think that we're going to change that, and that's something that we're preaching, that we believe as a group. But on the flip side, again, when somebody like Book is on the court, that type of the player, he demands certain things, and it's a two-way street.
So, Igor, when you have won games this year, have there been common denominators, whether Devin Booker played or not? When you do win games, has there been any common denominators?
It's. When you win a game, that proves that you're doing something right, you know. And when you lose a game, you're questioning everything. I think that we have to believe in what we're doing as a group and what we're preaching. What we think that you know, that we feel that it, you know, it's a team effort, completely team effort, and team win. So I think that you know, what we're doing right now as a group and winning. In game like we did in a couple nights ago against Denver, who is pretty good team, mm-hmm. It just proves that we're going in a good direction as a group. So I wouldn't necessarily pick the guy or the name. You know, we feel that it was a collective effort on the both sides of the court.
You've now been the coach of DeAndre Ayton for a while. Are you starting to figure out? And this is a pregame question. when you're going to see what you saw against Denver. I mean, I don't know if that was his best game, but it was pretty darn close. He was so fantastic, mentally engaged defensively on almost every play. You got so much out of DeAndre Ayton. Can you start to read him and know when you're going to get that before game, and more importantly, when you're not going to get it, or do you more figure it out during the game?
Well, I would say during the game, but, you know, I always tell my, you know, rookies, my young players, and that's what Ayton is. I told him several times that you control your scouting report. Scouting report on you has been written right now and, correct, you know, in adjustment right now. So wherever, however you want teams to see you, you control that. You want them to see you as a high-energy guy and a defensive anchor, always consistent, always active, and a rim protector, and runs the floor well, and sets a good screen, and finishes on the... You control that. So, and you control if they're going to put you inconsistent and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's really up to him, and not just in this case, we talk about Ayton, but young player controls his scouting reports, and he should do what he's doing right now and decide who he wants to be and how people in perception and how people should see him and read him in this league.
Igor, as a team, collectively as a team, is it easier to be more consistent on the defensive end of the floor or the offensive end of the floor? What's easier?
Well, you know, we always saying that the effort controls defense and playing hard offensively. The offense is more complex in a way that a lot of times you make a good, you know, good play, and there is a ball movement, there is accurate passes, and you miss that open look, and then everything looks bad. So, you know, from that point of view, you know, like, there's a lot of things that you don't control offensively. You control shot selection, but you don't control. You don't shoot a ball to miss it. And a lot of times, if you don't make shots, then look that your offense is not efficient. But I still believe that, you know, defense and that, you know, effort is a big part of defense. Defense wins the games. And fortunately or unfortunately, you know, offense wins the championship. So you have to score. You have to score to win the championship.
Igor, good to talk to you. Congratulations on that great win against Denver. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Thanks, coach.